Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There is now officially a competition to build a casino in Springfield. Las Vegas-based MGM Resorts International yesterday unveiled plans for a downtown Springfield urban entertainment zone to include a casino. 2 days earlier, executives from Ameristar of Kansas City presented their preliminary plans to the city council for a casino in East Springfield. MGM executives say they want to help revitalize Springfield's core. But beyond all the glitz and the glamour, WBUR's Lynn Joliker found mixed feelings among local business owners and residents about casinos.
Pizzas in and out of the ovens just about nonstop. Chef sauteing mushrooms to make sauce. That would be a typical Wednesday night at Red Rose Pizzeria and Restaurant on Main Street in Springfield. But this Wednesday was unusual.
We've got 30 officials from the MGM coming in. They got to eat somewhere. Why not here?
30 bigwigs from one of the world's biggest casino resort development companies buying dinner from him. A good thing, right? The chairman and CEO of MGM Resorts International even gave Red Rose a shout-out earlier in the day during his big, slick presentation about the company's casino proposal for Springfield. But Tony Caputo, the owner of this restaurant that would sit right next door to the development, still doesn't know how he feels about the idea.
Yeah, it's quite overwhelming. We're very happy being here. We've been here for 50 years. We want to be here for the next 50 years. We've got 85 people that work here. We're concerned about their well-being. We got thousands of customers. Whenever there's change, you don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
And talk about a proposed change for downtown Springfield. With Beatles music blaring and Cirque du Soleil actors entertaining them, a crowd of invited politicians, business owners, and community activists streamed into a ballroom at the MassMutual Center as invited guests of MGM Resorts International. Before having lunch and getting gift baskets, MGM's chairman, Jim Murren, told them the company wants to revitalize a three-square block area in the downtown South End with new shops, restaurants, a movie theater, bowling alley nightclub, hotel, and casino.
You have great bones here in the city. A job that we have is to help knit all that together. We don't want to build a box. We want to build an urban environment.
In the audience, Jasmine Brewer, an education activist with the Access Springfield Promise Program. She wants to know how MGM's employees and revenue might help the city's young people in their schooling.
Right now we're at a 54% dropout rate, so we're hoping with the new initiative of the casinos that it will bring more workforce development and allow more opportunities for young people to continue their education and then go on to possibly pursue different careers around the casino.
I'm standing on one corner of the proposed site adjacent to the MassMutual Convention Center. On this corner, the original MassMutual headquarters building. It's a century old. It's built of limestone. MGM says it would want to incorporate this building into its design. In fact, they say this would serve as an entrance to their 25-story hotel. And here on the opposite corner of the site, several buildings that were heavily damaged in last year's tornado, including an old armory that was also the South End Community Center. In between, a huge parking lot, a Christian Men's Rescue Mission, a cafe, a pub, a shoe and clothing store, and several abandoned storefronts. Milling around shopping in one of the stores was 24-year-old Michael Bronner of Springfield, who says the downtown has problems.
Just gun violence, operating under influence, fights, a lot of fights recently.
But he, too, is on the fence about a casino.
I mean, whatever's going down on here, whatever problems, they're not going to go anywhere. It's going to be another location. But maybe with them being a major company, they can control a lot instead of these different bars and these different avenues down here. They're not working together. So maybe one effort and make it better. I don't know.
MGM's current competitor, Ameristar Casinos of Kansas City, says its preliminary plan is better for Springfield and visitors from all over the region. Senior Vice President Troy Stremming points out the company has already purchased a site in East Springfield with plans for more gaming space.
It's my understanding that they have about 10 acres And that's quite a contrast to the 41 acres that we have, which really gives us the ability to have a blank canvas that we can create a very nice resort casino.
MGM Resorts has control of several properties in its proposed development area, options to buy several others, and plans to bid on the remaining ones up for sale. Meanwhile, Red Rose Pizzeria owner Tony Caputo is just trying to serve up the best hospitality he can as he tries to sort out where he stands.
They've talked about involving us in their plan, but there's also other restaurants coming down. So, yes, more foot traffic, but more restaurants. Does that cancel each other out? I'm not sure.
In the end, competition will cancel out all but one casino for Western Massachusetts, the ultimate decision on a license resting with the State Gaming Commission. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.